Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, President Hichilema emphasizes peace and unity. President Hichilema awarded honorary science doctorate. In international news, Russian in power and diluting petrol. In sports news, Chipolopolo set up preparations for Malawi. With the news in detail, my name is Teresa Piri. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to embrace unity and peace throughout the country. The president says there is need for Zambians to accommodate and tolerate each other countrywide. The president said this when he engaged with members of the clergy of the Copperbelt province at the United Church of Zambia Wansha Town congregation. President Hichilema has observed that unity and love is what is needed for the nation to overcome evil vices such as mob justice and killings happening in the country. He adds that people should live like families and accommodate each other in order to conquer the hate in some individuals. The president cited the Kisasa incident as a sad development, saying that there is need for the clergy to emphasize on love in order for people to begin to overcome hatred with love. Police in Mwanga district have apprehended a 32-year-old man in connection with the unlawful wounding of his 22-year-old ex-wife. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says brief facts of the matter are that the suspect, Michael Daka, stabbed his former wife, Chidale Nguluwe, with a knife behind her back following a divorce granted by the court on March 10, 2026. Mwemba says the victim sustained a stabbing wound and was rushed to St. Francis Hospital in Katete District, where she underwent surgery and was discharged on March 28, 2026, after the knife was successfully removed by medical expert. He says the suspect, who fled after the incident, has since been arrested by Luanga police officer and is currently detained at Nyimba police station, pending charges of attempted murder. Mwemba says the suspect is expected to appear in court soon and that police investigation is ongoing. The University of Zambia's security wing has intensified its rules and regulations in the fight against smoking among students. This follows reports from affected students who highlighted the health risks that come with passive smoking, especially in public. University of Zambia resident manager Martin Kajala says the management is aware of the reports and meetings are being conducted to curb the smoking activities within campus premises by students. Kajala says that according to the yellow book, which contains all the school rules of the university, beer drinking and smoking or any sort of drug abuse is not allowed, and anyone found wanting will suffer a punishment of expulsion. He says the university has employed 25 additional security officers to help and observe the situation. Still in local news, energy consultant has warned that the country risks returning to load shedding if it does not receive adequate rainfall this season. Speaking on a Friday edition of the first The People Talk program, Dr. Johnston Chikwanda notes that the current power supply situation cannot be sustained in an event of poor rainfall. He was, however, quick to mention that ongoing projects by ZESCO, including the Mamba Cholera Lease expansion, are sufficient to prevent the country from plugging back into load shedding. Dr. Chikwanda has emphasized that the current power stability is not coincidental, especially as the country approaches general elections. He explains that ZESCO has embarked on various projects that have elevated the situation, though he admitted that communication from ZESCO to its customers has not been effective enough for the average citizens to fully understand. On the same program, economist Kelvin Sanga says the maintaining fiscal discipline by the government is crucial for the ordinary citizens to begin feeling the benefits of the country's improved economic situation. The Ministry of Education says introducing intangible cultural skills into the national curriculum is a way to promote cultural norms and values among students. Curriculum Development Specialist Mavuto Kata says including these elements will help preserve the country's cultural heritage and ensure it is passed down from one generation to the next. Nkata was speaking in Lusaka today during a UNESCO capacity building workshop for teachers, which focused on piloting lesson plans on integrating living heritage into basic education. He says the initiative is part of the government's wider efforts to bring cultural preservation in everyday learning. Meanwhile, UNESCO Regional Advisor for Culture Elena Constantino says the initiative is intended to connect cultural heritage with various subjects in the curriculum. Constantino stated that the approach will help learners understand local culture, foster pride, and encourage respect for cultural diversity. Finally, in local news, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has called on students at the Kova Belt University CBU to safeguard Zambia's free education policy by voting for President Hakainde Hichilema in the August polls. Speaking ahead of the convocation ceremony where President Hichilema is set to receive a honorary doctorate degree of science in mining, Siakalima says the future of over 3 million children currently benefiting from free education depends on the choices young people will make at that ballot. Addressing the students today, the minister says that the government has worked hard to ease the burden on families through initiatives such as free education, meal allowance, benefits he says might not be taken for granted. He adds that young people are central to sustaining the country's development agenda and must actively defend policies that expand access to education. And Siakalima says students are future leaders. They have a responsibility not only to vote but to influence civic participation among peers. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Main news on Unza Radio.
Area,
get himself a nice fresh bottle of money.
It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water,
ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Always online. By meeting a ball.
Always giving umungulu.
Ah, me so chet. Naba jaila.
One am I? You think you know me?
Hey.
Your queen, but the real Millie, you are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of, but somewhere along the way, the things that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Welcome back, and now in international news. Countries across Africa have taken measures such as diluting petrol and restricting electricity consumption to cope with the fuel crisis.